finish off yesterday's sugya, or Thursday's sugya, I'm sorry. So we were discussing the following shiloh that we have, that sometimes it could be raised. We spoke about a shiloh that discussed in the kashrus agencies. I told you, Shefter told me every single day, Hanan shilohs, all the time. Because that's where it comes up. You have different companies that are dealing with different taruvuses that are getting mixed together, and there wasn't a big mixture at the beginning. So you had Hanan, it registered right away. Lions, regards from Rabbi Honig. So we have a shiloh. So the question is, does Hanan apply to other Yisurim? Gelatin is the, or non-basar v'chalav, is shar Yisurim, would that be an Isser that Hanan applies to? So the first issue that we would, the first hachra that we would have is this machlokas rishonim between the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rabbeinu Tam. So we said at the end of last week's year, we said it's a machlokas psak la'alocha. It's a machlokas the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber and Tzimtzum Tzadi Beis Paskins that by Hanan, by Shari Surim, we are makel, and therefore the whole shaila is mute, and you could be makel on the shaila. And according to the Ramah, we're choishish for the Rabbeinu Tam, that it applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, right? Klatsky, you're good. We're good.
Yeah, no, just choishish for Rabbeinu Tam, but
Hanan
totally
applies to Shari Surim. So now, what happens? We mix things up a little bit. We made things a little bit more lumdish. We said, what happens if it's a suffix, whether or not there was Hanan? The company says, we didn't pay attention how much the percentage was at the beginning. Could be Shishim, could not be Shishim. Would it be Usher? Would it be Mutter? So first of all, everybody say, what to keep in mind? What happens if a suffix Shishim happens in your house? Is suffix Shishim Lahachmir or suffix Shishim Lahakel? What do you say about that child? We didn't learn enough in order to paskin that child. That's a Chuvas Rashba. The Rashba says that probably is going to be dependent on, listen to this, register this, store this away. We didn't learn the sugi yet. On whether or not the issue of Tam, is that an issue d'orais or is an issue d'rabbana? When something is, there's no Isser here, but the Isser is batal, but there's Nesinas Tam. Is Tam ke ikr d'orais or is Tam ke ikr d'rabbana? What happens if you have a suffix shishim, suffix Tam? You don't know. Or this is the sugya called nishbach. You had a taruvis, and then it fell, and you're not sure how much is still left in. Some of it fell in. So you have suffix shishim. Is suffix shishim lahachmer or suffix shishim lahaka? That's something that could happen in your house when you're not sure how much is left and how much of a taruvis is. But assume right now you have to be machmer on that. Suffix shishim lahachmer, which is the way we paskin. If that's the case, everybody says, so what about Hanan? Here we have a situation of Safik Hanan. So we learned last week, Rabbi Yisai, what would we learn? We learned the Shita of the Ran. The Ran says that we missed the boat. We misunderstood the whole Indian of Hanan. Hanan only applies where, Rabbi Yisai? To Basar V'Cholov. It's a Gzera to Basar V'Cholov. And that's where it comes from. It comes from the Sugyan Kuvches, from Tipas Cholov Shnaf Lala Basar. And that's where Hanan is originated. And therefore, don't apply Hanan outside to other sugyas which are not similar to what? To Basar V'Cholov. The Torah in Parshas Re'eh says what? Loisivashel Gdiba Chalevimo. That the Isser of Basar V'Cholov only applies if what? If it's Bishul, which is unbelievable, Rabbi said, so we're going to have to learn. All of Kol HaTorah Kula, there are going to be other ways that you could have Isurim, but not Basar V'Cholov, which we think is more Chomer. Basar V'Cholov has so many Chomers, but Basar V'Cholov also has Kulas, because the Torah in this week's Parsha says, Derech Bishul, Osra Torah, Lo Sivashel. So says the Ran, I'm going to take that one step further. I'm going to tell you, not only do you not have Basar V'Cholov, you didn't turn on the fire, therefore, if it's a Shiloh of Tzli, of a klipa to a klipa, like Tosfos asks, you're not going to have any shilas. If you're going to have other mechanisms of Hanan, you're not going to have any Hanan. Hanan only applies if it's what? Derech Bishul. Givaldik. But what's the premise of the Ran, Rabbi Yisai? What did we say last week? What's the premise of the Ran? Don't forget this. The premise of the Ran is what? Is that Hanan is only Rabbanan. It's all a gzeira. Those were words that the Gemara never says. Those were words that the Gemara never says. And the Ran gets out of all of Tosfos Kashas that he wants to know why all these cases don't have Chanan, because fundamentally he understood the concept of Chanan is a gzeira, and it's all Basar V'Cholav oriented. And if it's not in that category of a gzeira atu Basar V'Cholav, because it's missing the main ingredients, no pun intended, for Basar V'Cholav, because it doesn't have Bishul, so then don't compare it, says the Ran. Remember to go through that Ran, Rabbi Yisai. That's Lemaisa. The Shach Paskins like that. The Shach says when the Ramah is talking about even Becholi Surim that Hanan is Aser, and we're Choshish for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam against the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ramah says against the Mechaber. Shach says, but by the way, it's only Midrabanan. And then there's a discussion amongst the Poskim, the Shach is Machmir about this. If Hanan is only Midrabanan, will you apply it to Isurim Midrabanan? That's an interesting question, Rabbi Yisai. Let's say the whole Kashrus issue is only an Isur Midrabanan to begin with. Will you apply this concept of Hanan on a derabonah derabonah? That's what the Shach discussed there. He happens to be machmir about that, but that's what the Shach already the discussion. We could understand such a discussion within the world of the Ran. We raised last week, oh, once you have the Shach, so then what? Now it might be a question, says the Taz. Let's say you have a suffix on Hanan. So now that we have the premise of the Ran, Hanan is only derabonah. Again, within the world of Rabbeinu Tam, that what? You could say, Safik Durabonon Lekula. Comes along the Prima Gadim in Simon Sadi Beis, and he says, not so fast. This issue of Hanan is not originating as an Issa Durabonon. It's originating as a what? As an Issa D'Oraisa. We happen to knock things down in what's called an Issa D'Oraisa Shenisgalgil. Nisgalgil comes from the language of Gilgul, of a wheel. It rolled in to be a what? Only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Comes along, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a major tshuva about this. Prima Gadim writes over here, if you have an Issa Shenisgalgil from a D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, maybe it's not so fast that you could be makel and apply the concept of Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula on such a concept. Good. Rabbi Yisai, left off with the question, Rabbi Yisai. This is all within the premise of who? The Shita of the Ran. We presented last week that Tosfos had other ways of getting out of the case with Tzli, of Asrin Kedei Klipa to another Klipa, of Edmund's Kasha, right? That the reason is for a new rationale. Ein ha'is, what, Rabbi, did you memorize it over Shabbos? I wanted you to sing smears with this. Let's go, let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. Ein, go, someone go for a jump, Rabbi say. Come on, do it. Can you do it? Toysis has a kash. Why when the dam is in the melech? Right? And then there's tzir. There's also gravy, so there's fat. So it can even go what? Upstairs. Like Thursday shir. You go to upstairs. We don't take the elevators in our shir. Right? My father's a colonel of Rafa's Minuk. He used to do rounds in the hospital. He used to go up all the stairs. Gotta be healthy. Tzvi couldn't believe that I took the stairs last week. What are you crazy? So don't worry. Yeah, he ate in my office the rest of the shir. But I said, we go upstairs because chelev is mefafeya. Dam itself doesn't have the ability to mefafeya. Dam doesn't have the characteristics of shuman to go up. So now we said, so if the dam gets into what? Into some sort of chelev, some sort of shuman. Now it could be mefafeya. Why don't we say chanan? And we should ask for the whole thing. And now have even the busser that's not sitting in the dam should be usser. You can't even cut off the bottom. You can't eat the whole piece of meat. Zok tabalei toisus. How am I going to go home to have dinner? Zok toisus what? Someone give me a, go on. Come on, Rabbi Yisai. Go for it. I respect you if you even go for it, Rabbi Yisai. What? No, in Hebrew. I want the lush. Who's going for it? Tzvi, you want to go for it?
No.
Come on. Edmund. No, don't read it to me. Give me the Lashon. Sofer, go for it. Morty? No, but what's the Lashon? What's the Lashon? Ain. No, it's not Ain HaYisr, Rabbi Yisai, because we're talking about Ain HaHa. Ha-ne'esar, which is the heta that's become the osir. Ein ha-ne'esar yachol. What is it?
What
Ela b'makom shayisar atzbom b'shetes
lecha. Where is that again,
Rabbi? The bottom line of Tosis. Please take your little card from the hotel that you stayed at, and you take your pencil and you underline that 6 times. Okay.
Which one, Rabbi?
The last line of Tosis. Tzadi vavim abeis. Rabbi said Tosis gives a lumdish teretz. Tosis gives a lumdish teretz, and we said a whole givaldiga gedank from Rabbi Soloveitchik last week that he explained what Tosis means, a new Havana in Hanan. Rabbi said, but I'm not doing that. That was last week's shir. And you guys should chazer that shir. Don't forget that sheet of Rav Soloveitchik. And I guarantee you that's coming back up on Tzadi Chesam Abbas. Stay tuned. And someone remind me, that was what you meant on that Sunday when you said Rav Soloveitchik is coming back up. Okay? That Rav Soloveitchik is going to come back up. Okay? Rav Shechter used to say that in your day shir all the time. This yisoid of a new Havana in Hanan. And it's not that the whole Isser became transformative like we said in the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbi Isai, I want to know something else. Why did Tosfos have to come on to that? Why didn't Tosfos agree to the Ran? Because Tosfos thought what? Perhaps I'm suggesting what? Tosfos thought, Hanan is Doraisa. Thank you, Tigman. And that's why Tosfos had to say, Schultz, what? In the earlier Kasha of Gira Noshe, he had to say something that we never want to say, Rabbi Isai, that I made fun of Bahar for saying, that what? Tosfos says, the only option of being Mefarif my Mishnah is saying what, Bahar? Lav Dafka. Because Tosfos is backed up in the corner. Tosfos holds Hanan is Doraisa. Tosfos says there are no other answers to this. And Tosfos holds the Shiloh of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Tam, is an issue Doraisa. Rabbi Isai, let's just closing pitch. Let's bring in the ninth inning. Let's prove that Shitas HaToisus is that Hanan is not like the Ran, not like the Shach, but Hanan is the Oraisa. Look at that Shach. Yeah.
So what's coming
up
the floor? How is this transformative?
No. Rabbi Apfel's right. The Chakira about being transformative or not, that's a separate lumdis. That could be Bein de Oraisa, Bein de Rabbanan. Vaharai, I'll tell you, we actually said that the Ran sounds like, before the Ran drops the ball and says, by the way, it's only Durabonin, to get out of all of Tosis Kasha, does the Ran sounds like it's transformative, Rabbi Isai? The Ran's whole Kasha on Tosis is that what? This is Isser. That's why the Ran can't say like Tosis. But Tosis for sure can't say like the Ran that it's Xer. That's why, and therefore answer all his kashas by tzli to say that it's only Dumya Debisha.
So you're saying just from the fact that he doesn't say the Ran answer?
Right, correct.
It could be that he holds it with Doraisa,
but I don't have an ironclad proof. Good. I'm suggesting that. Now I'm going to prove it to you. Now I'm going to prove it to you, Rabbi Isai. If you look at the Reb Kiva Eger, Rabbi Isai, Reb Kiva Eger, anyone have a Shulchan Aruch here, Rabbi Isai, on that Shach? Where's the Shach? Sadi Beis of Kotin Yud Gimbal, that's the Shach?
Yeah.
No, that's the next Sugya. Sorry, I didn't give this out. Give me the Shach, Rabbi Isai. Oh, Zeum de Rabbonon. Right? Sif Kotin Yud Aleph. Right? Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai? You guys saw the Shach? If you didn't see this stuff, Rabbi Isai, before you go Vayta, try to see it inside. Why, even if it's backwards, Rabbi Isai, even if it's not, even if you don't get the chance to see all the sources before Shir, take the information for Shir and plug it into the first whatever time you need in Seder and work backwards. Rabbi Isai, there's guys who are Bekiyim in this from last year. I'm a big fan of that. You don't have to be seeing the Makaris before Seder. Whatever you want to do, however you the pace you want to do it, just grade it, just be Messiah Kol Torah. Vayta. So on that Shach, if you look, There's a Reb Kiva Eger that has a RS. Sorry, it's actually on the Shach and Sifkot and Yud Beis. So Reb Kiva Eger writes, "The Mikomakom lechule alme eno l'drabon," and that's the Dibra Maschil. It's only even if you're machmir for the Rabbeinu Tam like the Rama against the Machaber, not like Rabbeinu Ephraim. But we hold that Hanan and Kol HaTorah is a problem, and the Kashrut Agency has an issue over here for Ashkenazim. Says the Shach, but you should know it only might be only midrabanan, which might be lenient now in cases of suffix, like the Taz said, right? Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, Lanias Daiti, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to Lanias Daiti, my humble opinion, Midivri Atoisus, Daf Kuf, I don't know what Reb Kiva Eger just said. So I understand that if I want to actually be a mensch, and I want to actually learn a Taisus, and I want to actually learn Reb Kiva Eger, and I want to actually understand the Bir Agra that's three words long, so one thing I need to do is I don't need to have an IQ. I don't need to be blessed with a brain. I don't need to have anything else, because Rabbi say anyone who's matzliach and learning, it's not because of him. I've told you this many of times. It's siyata d'shmaya, and it's all bracha from Shammai. But one thing you need is you can't be lazy. If you think that you're going to pull off this taisus without understanding the background of taisus, without looking at a gemara psachim tata gavri la gavri, and now you're going to actually walk away with what is, how does bishul work? You got to. Taisus says I in this. That means you get up and you open up that gemara and you work on it. That's what meaning learning a taisus, making a leaning on a taisus means. You look at it. So Reb Kiva Eger says I in taisus daf kuf. Good. So taisus daf kuf is the hemshich of the long taisus that we were doing with Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam. That is Iker Hanan, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Tam. But Taisus, in the end, is such a geschmack of part of Taisus, Rabbi said. Now, I want you to remember this Taisus for next year in the summer, no matter what camp you're going to be in. Parshas Matos. Parshas Matos is what? Is the mitzvah of what? Tfilas Kelim. Also Hagol. Good. Tfilas Kelim. Mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim. Sorry, mitzvah of sorry, I'm wrong. Yeah, it's Hagol. What am I saying? We're in Hagol right now. You're right, Schultz. I'm wrong. Hagol. The din of Hagolah. What does Hagolah, everybody say?
Water.
So Hagolah is not, everybody saying, you're going to hear me say this a lot. Okay, and do this in a respectful way. When you trafe your fork and knife, I've been around, everybody say, I know, I grew up in the same exact matzav. You cannot stick it in the dirt. That does not kasher your kelim. Now, that's not a full mistake. There is something called the Itza Vakarka, that there are certain times in very simple situations that you do that. It's called ne'itza bekarka, for certain knives that had certain things that we were scared that it got stuck in the grooves, but you cannot kasher by sticking in the knives. Stop laughing. Your mom, you're throwing your family under the bus. Cut it out. Her boy say, what?
He's like, mom, take a full cutlery set, just turn it over and stick it in the dirt.
Turn the recorder off for a second. What Agola means is that if there was an absorption of Isser into the pot in a certain way, let's talk about right now, through a liquid medium, okay, through Bishel, okay? So then I can do Hagola. The Torah tells us, what's the Pasuk Shiner? Kol asher yavo b'mayim. Tavir Ba'esh.
Yes, Tavir Ba'esh.
Right. So the Torah introduces, happens to be Tefillah is, that's Machlokes the Ramban and Rashi on that Pasuk, if Tefillah is in those Pesukim in as well, but, or it's talking about Hadacha B'tzainin, but the Torah there is introducing when they went into the Melchemah with Midian and they all these new booty, so they had Treif Kalim. So the Torah said, you can't just eat with these Kalim, so you need to kasha them. So there's a concept, there was something introduced called Hagolah, okay? Hagolah means the pots that they used. I mean the pots, not the barbecues. I mean the pots. If the Bliya was through fire, it's a totally new discussion. Everybody say, we got to learn the sugis, okay? But if you were using a pot, you have to do it with Hagolah. So what is Hagolah? What is Hagolah? Let's say a fork, a knife. Everybody say, all these things. You trafed it up. What do? You have to cause the water to be mala resicha, it has to be bubbling, and then you drop it in, and then you could kasher. So Taisa says, let's leave the Taisa on daf, kufa mebeis, ulefi perish Rabbeinu Ephraim. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, vadai nicha. Again, Rabbi Sai, we might not paskin like him, but who's smooth sailing in Maseches Chulin constantly? Rabbeinu Ephraim, he has posh it. Sometimes the Shtikl Torah is so good, it just answers up every single kasha. Shver Mishnas, Lamda Shakashas and Psukim in the Torah. Pasuk in the Torah. Why? What does Hagolah have anything to do with Rabbeinu Ephraim? Listen to what Taisa says. Everyone with me, Rabbi? Say, everyone see where I am? Guys, you with me? It's like, there's this guy in my Wednesday night cheer. He every time we like see something inside, it's like half a second. He has like 15 lines from the bottom. Like Mamish, like he crowd. It's like unbelievable to watch. Like Mamish, 12 lines from the bottom in the middle of the line. Like Mamish finds it in a second. So I need one of those guys. Everybody say, Ulefi Perish. Ulefi Perish or Rabbeinu Ephraim? The top Taisus, yeah. In the middle of the Taisus, right? You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing 13 lines. I have no idea.
20
counted and shit. The halacha is, you don't rely on Chazak or it's Efshalavar. Check it. No, from the bottom, I said. From the bottom.
Like
Schultz, you're counting from the top. From Hava, where are you?
From like here.
Oh, from the, not the one.
From Hava Minu Mino. Top places. 17. Okay, that's pretty off. Now we understand the parsha in Parshas Matos that he could do akgola on the kalim that you're going to get from Olchemes Midyan. The hashta, because now if you have a big pot, oh boy! So everything I've been saying, everybody said, makes a lot of sense. When you have a fork and a knife, you drop it into a pot, and it's kosher. 3 seconds later, you're done. Everything's good. So simple to kosher. Probably even simpler than sticking it in the dirt.
For 2 weeks. Yeah. What
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sheyef shalahago b'tach kliacher. Right? Right? Being frumer doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be harder. It's just... The kliacher heichem ishtarya ho'ein b'mayim shishim levatela iser. Rabbi say, what's the problem? What happens if you have a massive... If you have a big kli... So now, what heichem ishtarya ha'ein b'mayim shishim levata la'iser. Rabbi Yisai says Tosis, when I kasher something, right? So what am I doing? The bubbling water is now what? Is extracting the treifis from the kli, and now it now is removed from the fork. What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? No, what for shishim? What's the problem? Not even the pot, the knife. So it's bubbling, Rabbi Yisai. So unless you, the split second it gets out, if you can figure out the exact time that it's pulling, it spits out, you better pull it out, but you can never do that. So it's going to go back in. So what does Taisa say? Very simple solution. Make sure that you have shishim in the water, keneged the blia inside the fork, inside the knife. So therefore, whatever's going in, the water. Shishin to the blia. Shishin to the blia. We're going to have to talk about whether it's clear the blia. That's the next element.
That'd be a really big pot.
Okay, but it's not hard. You can even get shishin of the connected
four. That means you can't tell
them. Oh! So zok toisvis! Don't say toivel. You're going to fall into the trap. Agola! You have to understand why I'm very sensitive to this. Yeah. Heichem ishtayah ha'ein b'mayim shishin. But if you have a yorik dola, like Shaffel just asked, if you have a yorik dola, which means what? You have a big pot, which you can only really kosher with that guy, in the shul basement, Erev Pesach, where he has that massive pot that you can now have shishim connected your pot, but otherwise you're not going to have shishim. So what are you going to say about the lizard? So Tosfos says, I have an eitzah. Okay, the Rabbi said, Tosfos is asking, I don't understand the parsha in Chumash. The Rabbi Nishal Olam said what? Kasher your kalim that you get from Midian. But what about the big kalim, Rabbi said? What about the kalim that Midian sometimes had some big parties? They had some big, chili that they used to serve. I don't know, what else do they serve? What do goyim serve from the big pots, Rabbi said? They did the big, the big chili. I don't know what they
are.
What?
Gumbo.
What are you going to do about that? You don't have shishim in the pot? So Tosfos says, no problem. I have an eitzah. V'isha yachzur umagila bishniya. No, why don't you do the Haggadah more than once? I'll do it in sections, right? V'halomayim harishoynim nasa nevela v'choyzrin v'oysrin. Says Tosfos, if you didn't have shishim, so then you can't just do it in parts and say, I'll get a little blia out, a little blia, a little blia out. Because what? You're not only dealing with the blia asura, Rabbi Yisai. If you didn't have shishim against the part of the blia that came out, Rabbi Yisai, what do you have now, Kalatsky? What's your problem? Not only the blia, but now what's my problem? What just became treif?
The water!
The mayim just came chanan! Chaticha atzmanasas nevela! Really, Rabbi Apfel?
Water's not a...
Chaticha atzmanasas nevela? Rabbi Yisai, what's Tosis assuming? Something that you didn't learn, but I want you to be mechavin to. A major machlokes rishonim that's brought up in the Ramah and Siman Tzadi Beis Rabbi Yisai. What? Give me the word that I just stressed, Rabbi Yisai. No. Come on, guys. What's the problem over here? Where are we applying Hanan? To what? To? Okay, that's true. To what? Is that relevant? Is that important?
I don't see how it transfers.
No. It transfers through heat. Bishul.
Yeah, but if the water's boiling and it makes...
Rabbi Yisai, I'm over... You're being too lumdish. What is the term Hanan? Sofra, yell at me. So water is not a what? So yell it. You yell at everything else. Why can't you yell it now?
No, but it's not the water that's making us. Because
usually when I yell, I'm wrong.
So do you, Rabbi Yisai, I have a major shiloh that the OU Kashrus has to deal with. Do you say Hanan by a davar lach? Do you say Hanan by a mashke? Do you say Bachanan by a non chaticha? Ooh, arrived and a ganz machlekes rishayim. Hold on, Rabbi Yisai. Toisus clearly. Don't forget this. Toisus clearly assumed the fast one, Rabbi Yisai. Toisus clearly assumed that you apply what? Hanan to what? To non chatichos. Excellent, but Rabbi Yisai. That's not even what I want to point out. That's just something within a something. Rabbi Yisai. Let's get back to what we're talking about. So says Toisus. Don't tell everybody. This is just good side learning before, just to, so we can know the basics of kashrus. Rabbi said, and Tosfos says the ein loymar. What does Tosfos say? Rabbi say the ein the ein loymar. And don't give me any shvach terutzim. The kasheena bas yoima magila noisa. Oh, that the case of parshas matas. That the Torah in Parshas Matas, when Tosfos gave a shtickel Torah in the middle of Shir, in the middle of Shul, right? And Tosfos was saying what we learned from Parshas Matas. So Tosfos says, how do you deal with a big Yoira? So Tosfos says, obviously, you can't, unless you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Parshas Gvaldik, right? Because there's no Hanan. Hanan never applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. So then you're great, right? Assuming we're talking about Chazer and not Basur Chol. Fine. You're not going to have Hanan, right? But Tosfos says, so what are the rest of the non-Rabbeinu Ephraim's going to believe? They're going to say what? You have shishim. Yeah, but what are you going to do with the big pots? Torah and Parshas Matzos were talking about big pots also. They had big jumbo parties, right? Gumbo parties, right? They had these big parties with the hot punch, yeah, and everything, and it was geshma. I don't know. Give me something. Rabbi Yisai, right? What? Darfin soup. Shark fin soup. Excellent. Shark fin soup is not basar v'chalav. That's called Torah Kula. Yeah. So is there Hanan? So Tosfos says. So what are you gonna do about the big pots from the big parties? So Tosfos says you do it more than once. But then the water is Hanan. So then, and we apply Hanan even to Mayim. Even though Tosfos didn't say that right away, we see implied in Tosfos that he says that. So I want to see, by the way, I don't even remember. Does anyone quote this Tosfos on that discussion in the Ramah of whether or not Hanan applies to a davar lach? Rabbi Yisai, if you think that this is not important, whether or not Hanan applies to a davar lach, this is so important. Rabbi Yisai, what happens if you have flour? Is flour a davar lach? So, so many poskim hold flour as davar lach. The grinded up of flowers. These are the shilohs, Rabbi Yisai, and the kasha. What happens before Pesach? I can't even start, Rabbi Yisai. This is so important. I want to know if anyone quotes this Tosfos as a raya that you say Hanan by davar lach. But Rabbi Yisai, let me finish my statement. So for give me a second. So Tosfos says, so what are you going to do? This is simple. Simple, Rabbi Yisai. What happens if you don't have a pot and you can't wait till Pesach to kasher? Right? And it's not big enough, so you can't go to the basement of the shul, and you got a kasher. So what do you do, Rabbi Yisai? What's another eitzah if you don't have shishim?
Hot stove. Fire. Hot stove right now.
You wait.
What?
You wait. You wait 24 hours. What does that do? Oh boy, Rabbi Yisai, we got to learn this. We're going to learn this. We're going to spend the whole, who knows how long, on Eino Basyom. We do it on everything. Oven is just one of your kalim, right? Rabbi Yisai, after 24 hours, you're going to have to learn, after me'es leis, after 24 hours, the bliya becomes nifsal, because it means it's eroded.
It's
It's not nosin tam l'shvach. It's not a good nesin as tam. Halachically, we assume after 24 hours, anything that comes out is tasteless. We have to learn a lot about what we're assuming. Just take the register, all this, everybody say. So now, nosin tam l'fgam is not problematic. So now, that bliya comes out of the treifa fork, and you don't have shishim in the water. Doesn't matter, Rabbi Isai, because whatever's going back into the fork is now what? Tam pogum. I don't care about that. That's like as if it was spoiled treif, and spoiled treif, for now, let's assume, is not problematic. We're going to have to learn a lot about that. Okay, Rabbi Isai? Toysa says, don't tell me that. Why can't I say that? It's a great answer, Rabbi Isai. All the hechsher kalim in... Hanan, we threw out Hanan.
No, it's
wait. What do you mean it's Hanan?
Saying the water's now Hanan. It's not.
Why? There's no Isser. You need Isser for Hanan. Where's your Isser?
The
Kli is not also. The Bliya and the Kli is also.
Okay, so now.
So
it's
what's
in,
with the Bliya?
Now it's in the water.
What water? What Bliya?
The boiling water.
Is that, no does that taste good?
Waiting 24
does
hours.
That Bliya taste good? Does that taste good?
Here's what it tastes like.
I care. The Torah says I only have to worry about taste.
That's for Tom, but that's not for Hanan.
I need an Asinas Tam for Hanan. You got to start your Hanan first. You need an Issa, Rabbi. I can't just walk into the room and say, Hanan! You need Issa. You need Issa to be right. If, but it's not, but I waited. I waited 24 hours.
So what?
What? Even if it's Nois and Tam of Gam? Even if now it's Nifsa? No, it can't be. Rabbi Isai, what's the problem with that? It says a great suggestion. It's a great suggestion. It's the worst suggestion, says Tesis. You know why? Because when the Torah told you to do Hagola, the Torah was speaking about things that biblically are usher. Rabbi Isai, I don't want you to run away with this, okay? But Minat Torah, if we're mamish going to be like Karaites right now, and we're only going to, right, and Kofrim, and we're only going to do Doraisa. Everybody say, guess what? You don't have to kasher kalim. Ever. You just wait 24 hours. Boom. Cook in your pot. Mi Doraisa, it's no sin tam lefgam. It's no good anymore. It's good. Okay, so there's a Gemara and Avodah Zarah that you're forgetting right now. Fine. But what, Rabbi Isai? If the Torah told you to do Hagolah on those big pots, and we're suggesting what? Wait 24 hours because that's your only eitzah. Otherwise, I'm going to run into what? Hanan. So the Torah says, do Hagolah after 24 hours. Can the Torah tell me to do Hagolah after 24 hours, Rabbi Isai? No, because there's no Isser after 24 hours, you moron. How could the Torah be talking about such a thing? So Elamai says, when I learn Parshas Matos like a mensch, I obviously understand that when the Torah is telling me to do Hagolah, it meant when? Now! Not 24 hours later. When there's an Isra that's Kayim Hayoim. Before the 24-hour expiration date and the Doraisa goes Nifsal. So don't tell me that the Hagolah of those big pots was only post 24 hours. Because guess what? I'm going to tell you something Mechudish says, Toysis. Torah doesn't talk to the Rabbonans. Yishmak. Givaldik. So Elamai says, Toysis, so what are you going to say? What are you going to say, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbeinu Ephraim Nicha? But Tosis says, but I'm not okay with Rabbeinu Ephraim Nicha. You know why? Because Shitas HaTosis, from the beginning of the Perek Tzadivov, Gantz HaTosis, always holds what? I'd rather say a Doichek Negeteretz than to be maskim to who? To Rabbeinu Ephraim. I want to be like Rabbeinu Tam. So you know what Tosis says? Another Doichek. They ain't Rayag Murmikan. Rabbeinu Ephraim, don't think that you're so awesome. Why? I've said it, but I'm asking to him. What does Taisa say? I Mamish hold stark against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, who's winning in the law office over here? Who's killing? Rabbeinu Ephraim's killing. Listen to what Tosis has to say. He lost already with a Mishnah of Giranoshe. Clearly lost. Doicha Gadol. Rabbi Isai, again, Rabbi Isai, I'm not being machriya, but like, I'm just speaking Avi Bahar language right now, okay? So now, he get on Osha, sorry, points to Rabino Ephraim. Now we're in another Tosis. He's changing a Parsha and Pesach Parsha's mouth. Everybody say, who's Art School translation? Rabino Ephraim or the Baalei HaTosis is going to win for Parsha's Matas? Rabino Ephraim. Only small Caleb? Would the Torah say that? Azoi, otherwise Hanan. Rabbi Sai, but guess what? We're not learning Hagala, and we're not learning Eina Ben Yomo, we're not learning Noise Dan Lavgam. These are just highlights for the future, Rabbi Sai, and don't you dare go home and tell your mom that you should never ask the Kasha because then you're a Kuiper. But you just have to understand fundamentally, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai, Zuchter Kive Eger, or Kive Eger the Kadirk! Zuchter Kive Eger, when you learn Shulchan Aruch, you gotta learn Gans Shas. You gotta learn every line of Tosis. Zuchter Kive Eger, what do you see? Not from the words of Tosfos, but from the background. Right? Every Torah is made up of what? Of Eish Chayra al Gabi Levono. You have the cloth, and you have the Oisios. So I see what the Oisios. We just went through the Oisios, Rabbi Sai. But what's the cloth of this Tosfos? What's the fundamental Havona of this Tosfos, Rabbi Sai? Tell me, Rabbi Sai. That Hanan is no Raisa. Because otherwise, why are you explaining a pasuk in the Torah? And he's being doichak with the Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim Niche. My Rebbe Rabbi Sai, what did Rabbi Kiva Eger just introduce to me? A riot to my thesis that I just told Rabbi Apfel. That Baalei HaTosis doesn't hold like the Ran. And Hanan is a what? Hanan is an Issa D'Oraisa. And if you have a suffix in the Kashrus organizations, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger against the Shach, Baalei HaTosis hold D'Oraisa. From the Havanah. So we saw that Eish Levana in Tosis, but remember, we also saw another Eish Levana that I just happened to step in right now, that a Dover Lach also has Hanan. So we're going to have to remember that when we learn Daf Kuf, and we really get into all the rayas of Hanan and all the sugyas that we're talking. Merav Raboisai, that was the Nakuda of whether or not Hanan is going to address the Rabbanon. And Shitas HaToisis, Raboisai, it's Gevaldik in the Binyan. Shitas HaToisis is Lishitaso, Lishitaso, Lishitaso. Both, again, like Rabbi Apfel pointed out correctly, they don't have to be like that. It's not mechuyev to be like that. You can understand, like the Re, that it's not transformable, and you can understand that it's derabbanan. You don't need to be. But now I proved, even in the Shita of Tosis, that it's deoraisa, and that's why you need that svara, that new svara that lechoyer exists on a deoraisa level. That ain't a neser yachol lesser b'makom she'ain a iser atzmo yachol lelech sham, and I need to understand Hanan on a deoraisa level in a different way, like Rav Soloveitchik explained on Thursday, that Hanan is not about transforming, but Hanan is about that I have to not only be mevatel the iser, but I have to be mevatel the carrier. And if the iser is not with the carrier, the iser can't go to where the carrier is. It's not a carrier by definition. Then guess what? Hanan will not apply. And similarly, the other day in Tosfos, like the Reim, we also said it makes a lot more sense, according to Rav Soloveitchik, that you don't say in a half a chaticha, if it's about a transforming, then you shouldn't make these dikdukim and these shiurim like we said. So all of the Shitas HaTosfos we package together, Rabbi Sai, that fits very well. One thing we haven't explained. We've explained Gid. We need to explain the other entity in our Mishnah, and these are the physical Mar Mekoymes, sugya number 2. We should take notes, Amir Tzashem, Rabbi Isai, and Amir Tzashem, we will talk about this tomorrow. Rabbi Isai, I'm assuming the Oilam's here tomorrow? No?